Previously in Iron Man 1, weapons manufacturer Tony Stark has an epiphany when he winds up on the wrong end of some of his deadly products. With his money and scientific genius, he creates an almost indestructible flying metal suit of armor. With it, he enforces peace agreements around the world. But the suit becomes a political football.
Our priority is to get the Iron Man weapon turned over to the United States of America.
I am Iron Man. The suit and I are one.
While Stark tries to fend off the politicians and rival arms manufacturers, he comes face to face with a new menace, a superhero with a suit of his own, armed with deadly plasma whips. For this character, Russian physicist Ivan Vanko, the battle is about honor and respect.
You come from a family of thieves and butchers. And now, like all guilty men, you try to rewrite your own history. And you forget all the lives the Stark family has destroyed.
Mickey Rourke is Ivan Vanko, alias Whiplash, and Robert Downey Jr. is once again both Iron Man and Tony Stark in the sequel that Downey hopes audiences will like as much as they did the original.
We just labored really hard to say, like, okay, we're audience members who made the first Iron Man successful, and we're smart, which is kind of why we were drawn to it, so what do we expect? So we kept putting ourselves in, like, audience seats, and so me, the mental and emotional aspects and development of Tony were to me a lot more, it's strange to say personal, because it's not necessarily relating to my life, so to speak, but just the mythology of saying you're something and being that thing or something entirely different.
How do I spell your name, Natalie?
R-U-S-H-M-A-N.
What, are you going to Google her now?
I thought I was ogling her. Oh, wow. Very, very impressive individual. She's fluent in French, Italian, Russian, Latin. Who speaks Latin?
No one speaks Latin. No, it's a dead language.
Well, Tony and his ever-loyal assistant, Pepper Potts, played again by Gwyneth Paltrow, continue to banter with barely concealed romantic tension. Enter Natalie, a lovely company lawyer who has a secret identity of her own, the slinky Black Widow, dazzling in a skin-tight catsuit and deadly in her determination to protect her boss. She's played by Scarlett Johansson.
I've never really seen a film of this genre where the female characters were, that their sex appeal was sort of came second. I mean, of course, they're sexy characters. You know, when you have a sexy secretary or a girl swinging around by her ankles in a catsuit, you know, that's innately sexy. But the fact is that they're intelligent, they're ambitious, they're motivated, and, you know, to be just a pawn in a story of, you know, a whole bunch of men fighting it out and, you know, rolling around and getting down and dirty, and there you are to be like the sort of vision in a tight catsuit is sort of a boring thing to me.
I think it's a very smart decision, actually, to have women who are capable and intelligent, because it appeals to women.
Paltrow, Pepper Potts, agrees and believes the strong female characters make Iron Man 2 an action film for both sexes.
So it's not only a film for 15-year-old boys. It's a film that can relate to a lot of people on a lot of levels. And you know, like a lot of my girlfriends like it because of the romance, or, you know, my character is quick and she's articulate, and, you know, I think it makes it so that, you know, when you take your kid, if you're a mom, it's really fun for you to watch as well. So it's nice to see women who are, you know, kind of aspirational and smart, sexy, all at the same time.
Jon Favreau is back as director and also plays the on-screen role of Stark's bodyguard, Happy Hogan. A fan of the original Marvel comics, Favreau says the sequel faces the dual challenges of meeting the expectations of fellow fans as well as winning over audiences who just want a good action movie.
We really tried to keep narrative flows going so that we didn't get too convoluted, because I lose track of that stuff. I get, especially in sequels, as the franchises get more complex, I don't always remember what happened in the last movie. Not for nothing, I like to watch the stuff blow up, but I'm not going to do homework before I go see a sequel to be up on everything. And so we tried to keep that simple.
I hope you're ready.
Come on!
Screenwriter Justin Theroux adapted Iron Man 2 from the comic books. The cast also features Don Cheadle as Air Force Colonel Rhodey Rhodes, taking on the role played by Terrence Howard in the first film, Sam Rockwell plays a rival and far less scrupulous weapons manufacturer. And Samuel L. Jackson makes an appearance as Nick Fury, teasing a future Avengers project that will match several other Marvel superheroes with Iron Man. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.